Dude, stop DMing tens, dude. I wish I was you, bro.
I eat, bro. I'm hungry.
No, I would, dude. I saw it, dude. I saw that blue check DM you were sending out.
That shit.
Last one to the airport buys breakfast. Day one.
We're going to take a quick break from the episode and we're going to talk to you about our friends at Plant Made.
Plant Made is a hair growth product that never, ever fails to impress.
Plant Made is completely vegan and they use high quality natural ingredients. And anyone and everyone can use Plant Made.
They have genderless and ageless products for all hair types, and you could also use it for beard growth.
I literally love the way that these products make my hair feel. It just feels so natural and fresh. You smell good,
look good, taste good, smell good, feel good, all type of shit.
What do you mean by taste, my guy?
Scrap that.
They're a trusted company and everything is handmade. On top of that, they're a black female-owned business.
Now, listeners of the Crew Hazard can get 15% off their order online by using the code CREW at weareplantmade.com.
So if you use the promo code CREW, you get 15% off, and this code can be combined with shipping discounts.
Once again, go to weareplantmade.com and use that code CREW for your 15% off your order online.
Listen, do you want to feel good, look good,
Smell good, just be confident? Come on, man.
Plant Made.
Go get that.
They got you covered.
Go get that.
Back to the episode. Mike, who we got in here right now?
Man, this is a hot nigga right now. Like, he's like on fire right now. How it feel right now to be on top of the world, bro?
Life been crazy, bro.
Wait, let me introduce you.
Yeah,
I didn't know he's called.
He doesn't need an introduction, and he knows it. That's why he went. He's like,
"What's
crazy, dude?"
Hell yeah. But how life been though? How life been?
Like I said, it's been crazy, bro. Like, just from going to the draft to playing, and then you go through the season, then you win rookie of the year, then you into the summer. So you living. Been crazy.
Rookie of the year is tough.
Was it everything you expected, or was it just totally different than what you thought it would be? Because I feel like everyone has like you have an idea of what you think the season's gonna go. Like, that, did you think you were gonna play this well? Obviously you did.
Yeah.
But like, did it work out everything you thought it would?
Yeah, like to start the year, I knew, like, every game to start the year, bro, the first, like, 10 games, like, you know when you just kind of know that you've been ready for this?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it felt like, so.
You in that pocket.
I was just ready. And then, obviously, you go through, like, got hurt my ankle, so you got to, like, bounce back. But, right. I mean, I kind of, like, knew rookie of the year was, like, on my plate. Like, I knew that was in the cards. Mm-hmm. So I just had to go get it.
Yeah.
Going for that early.
So growing up, I'm actually always curious because athletes go on podcasts and they go on basketball podcasts and they talk about basketball and they, oh, how was you drafted? I got drafted. It was fun. You know, like, I'm curious about, like, what was it like growing up? Obviously, you were probably one of the best basketball players in Seattle where you were growing up. Did you have a normal life? Was it mostly basketball? Like, how did you balance that?
Now, my life was mad normal, bro. Like, I played, like, three sports growing up.
Nice.
So I played football. I played basketball. I ran track. And, like, shit, I was dope in all three.
Right.
So growing up, like, I didn't even commit, like, all my time to basketball growing up. I was doing everything else. Like, my parents, they was cool. Like, my mom was a basketball coach, so everything basketball, I go with her. Mm. But my dad played football, so, like, we go to football practice. Like, during football season, I wouldn't even touch a basketball. Like, so I was seasonal, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so it just helped me out. You know, I love football. I thought I was going to the NFL when I was a young boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was really going to the league.
Yeah. What did you want? Like, you thought you made the right choice? You want to play?
Oh, for sure. Like, I started growing, though. That's the thing. Like, I love football. Like, I still love football. But once you start growing, like, you get too tall to be out on that field, bro. Like,
I've never had that problem. So I'm 5'4". Go on.
Nah, exactly, bro. Like, dudes is hitting you in your knees. Like, I'm 6'7". Like, my freshman year.
On the field.
And I don't even look right out there. Like, it just looked way out of place, so. And at that time, I was, like, starting to level up in basketball and shit. Like, and I could start seeing, like, when I got to high school, I started, like, seeing the vision. Like, okay, like, I could really be an NBA player. So, decided to give it up.
Yeah. What was it? What was high school like? Did you have a good time? Did you hate it? Like,
bro, I went to an all boys school.
Oh, damn, bro, yeah.
I went to all boys school.
You got fucked, bro.
Nah, but it'd be tough though, cause y'all always got the sister schools that come
to
show love.
Yeah, we got the sister school that's right up the street, but we went to the all boys school, private, good like sports school. Like, right. It was cool though. Like, I would say going to an all boys school, it's less drama. You know what I'm saying? Like. Everybody just in there cracking jokes, having fun.
Right.
Like, even if there is some type of a mess up, dust up, like, it's easier to get over. I feel like with girls around, everybody, like, more uptight, trying to be cool. Yeah, trying to be cool and shit, so.
I was opposite. I even when there was girls around, I just want to be dumb, bro. I'm the way I am with my guys, with the girls around. So that's where I was like, I don't know, it'd be tough to go to school with all guys because that's what motivated me to go to the next class. I was like, shit.
Nah, it really sounded like, I remember walking in there. I still remember walking in there on my first day of freshman year and like just looking around like, all dudes.
Yeah.
Like,
what the hell?
I got 4 years of here. Like, I can't go nowhere.
I would be sick.
Makes you more focused though.
But it's definitely less of a distraction.
Yeah, no, it is.
Definitely less of a distraction.
Yeah.
But like you said though, we had the sister school. And like we was the pop in school in terms of like we was good in every sport. Right. So like we had our fun.
Oh yeah. Right. Sister school was definitely over there showing love. They had to be.
So growing up, like you always just knew like you were gonna be an athlete. There was never like maybe any type of other job.
Yeah, bro, like I don't know. That's just what I was always. Yeah. My parents just put like, you know, sports like in my face right away. You know, they played sports, so it was kinda just in me.
Right.
And I didn't know what it was going to be at first. Like I said, I really wanted to be an NFL player, bro. Like, quarterback, like, that was my shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, having the Seahawks. Like, Seahawks won the Super Bowl when I was, like, in sixth grade.
Damn.
So, like, you got to imagine, bro. Like, that was the first one ever. I went to the parade. There was, like, a million people downtown. Damn. Like, so I wanted to be an NFL player.
Yeah, that's tough.
Imagine Paolo Bencho would have been, like, the next Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
That would have been tough.
Yeah. So you get drafted, and, like, what was that moment like? The family, all that stuff. Was it everything that you thought? Was it different?
Now that's real life. Like best day of my life, bro. Damn. Like, that's a feeling that you probably can't ever replicate. Like I'm sure maybe like once something else crazy happens, whether I don't even know what moment could match that. But like I had never cried tears of joy. Like I'd never done that.
Yeah.
And so like I heard my name called, bro, and like. I swear, it's just like, I went blank. I just see my whole life flash before my eyes real quick, like, just playing, like, growing up, and, like, I just started crying.
It was, damn, that's crazy.
I was stuttering.
Did you think you were going number one, or?
Not till right before, bro. Like, I really didn't think so. Like, it was all up in the air. Like, no one knew. Everybody was saying different things, and I just kind of like, shit, wherever I go, it don't matter. Like, it's going to be cool. But I just remember after the fact, I couldn't even do my interviews because I kept stuttering, bro. Like I couldn't talk. Like every time they asked me a question, I would just freeze up because I was so
too much like emotional, everything going on.
Yeah, bro. Like I'm in there shaking. My mom's right next to me. Like it was a lot, bro.
That's a lot. That's tough, though. That's super tough.
Yeah. So obviously you have the season you have, and then is it to a point where, like, are you chasing awards, like me personally as actors, which it's kind of cool how like we've never had an athlete on before, but us personally, like we don't chase awards.
Exactly.
Like, we don't give a shit about that.
Exactly.
We just love what we do, and if it comes, it comes. Are you specifically like, there's something I want?
Nah, I mean, you set goals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like there's awards that you might set a goal, like rookie, there was a goal.
Right.
But like during the season, you can't think about it. Like, like that's the thing. Like for me, I never think about it. Or like even in college, I wanted to go number one. That was the goal. But I wasn't. If you think about it, if you cloud your mind with that, then you're going to start playing different. You're going to be putting too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to start, like, getting hella tight. You miss a couple shots. You have a bad game. Now you're in your head, like, oh, shit. Like, so you just got to forget about it, bro. Like,
right.
Because, I mean, even my rookie year, like, I started off real well. And then, like, there was a stretch, bro. Like, the whole month of February, bro, I played shitty. Like, like the whole month. And, like,
that's where the resilience kicks
in. Yeah. And that's when you just got to, exactly, like, resilience. And you just got to stay down. And that's kind of what I did. But if the rookie of the year thing and, like, awards, bro, like, if you just do what you're supposed to and, like, put in the time, bro, it's going to come. Like, that's what I've learned. Like, anytime I really, like, try and chase something like that, it never really works. Like,
right.
Now when I have it in the back of my head and I just work, then it usually comes true.
And what were your thoughts on getting drafted to, like, Orlando? Because obviously, and you don't have to talk about this if you don't want, but, like, they've been a team that's struggled for a while, which is why they have the number one pick. But, like, I guess if we put it together, like, that's like us getting on a show that, like, we think is gonna get canceled. Like, something like that. Like, you get on a show season one, you're like, yo, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like when you go to Orlando, you're like, because Shaq left.
Yeah,
like, there's
Everything you're saying is all shit that I thought about, like, right, in the moment, you know, because obviously I knew I was gonna go top three at least. So I was looking at all the teams. I didn't even visit Orlando. That's the thing. Like, I only visited Houston and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So I went to Houston. Houston was cool. Oklahoma,
yeah,
Oklahoma was cool.
Yeah, I bet you did go to Houston. It's fun down there. Houston. I know you was down in Houston. You were at the Area 51, for sure.
Houston, smooth. Houston, very smooth. And then Oklahoma. Oklahoma was cool. Just wasn't much to do out there. But I hadn't been to Orlando, and, like, I had never actually been to Orlando. So right. I didn't really know what it was going to be like. I actually thought Orlando was, like, a big city, like, just from the team, Disney, like, I thought it was, like, as big as, like, Seattle, where I'm from.
Right.
And I got there, and it was way smaller. Like,
yeah.
What is Orlando like? I haven't been to Orlando since I was, like, 7.
Yeah, bro.
Orlando's, like, a 3-hour drive to Miami. That's what Orlando is.
We on the up and up, though.
It's active out there?
It's cool. It's just hella small. Like, it's small. Like,
that's, I thought the downtown was... That's probably what would make it lit. It's, like, a little smaller.
Yeah, nah, like, it got its spots, though. Like, you go to the right spot, you pick the right night, it'd be smooth.
Yeah, I got to figure that out from now, because I'm going to pull up, watch you. Exactly. I got to pop out after you. I got to see what spots.
We can do the whole thing, bro. But, nah, as we get better, like, that's when the city, like, gets more into the team. Because it's been a while since... Like, that's what I noticed when I first got there. Like, it had been a while since the fans, like, really was engaged.
Enjoying watching the team play.
Bro, I'd be playing a game. We'd be playing in a game, right? I swear to you. And, like, this one I really knew, like, oh, shit, okay, like, I'm really doing something a little bit, like, making a difference. Like, we'd be in the game, and, like, our crowd, we had a couple sellout crowds, like, during the season. And, like, I'd have teammates come up to me and, like, put their arm around me, be like, bro, like, you see all these people, bro? Like, last year, shit never looked like this, bro. Like,
damn.
Last year, like, the shit was empty or whatever. And I was just like, damn, for real? Like, for me, coming from, like, Duke, I went to Duke. So, like, every game was sold out. Every game was a party.
Right.
Like, shit was crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, going there, like, my teammates really, like, being thankful that, like, we got this crowd and, like, these people is here supporting. Like, it's just going to get better and better, bro. Yeah. Like, we had a better year. Like, this year we got more expectations. So, I think the excitement's building. But we got some more work to do, though.
Yeah. How was Duke? Was Duke a fun time? Because you did one year there?
Yeah, I did one year. Nah, Duke was legendary, bro.
Yeah.
Duke was legendary. Like, I don't got one bad memory coming out of Durham. Like,
that's fire.
Everything in college was fire. Like, the off the court, the on the court, playing for a coach, like, everything was perfect there, bro.
Right. I feel like if you go to Duke, like, you can't have a bad time.
Yeah, I mean, come
especially
on.
Especially if you go, like, as a ball player, too. Like, there's no way you're having a bad
time. Dude, we got to write a movie where you and I just go to Duke. It never gets released. We just go to, like, mad parties. We're like, yeah, it was fine.
That'd be tough.
So what's, like, a night out for you? Are you more, like, a dinner guy? Are you more, like, a club guy? Like, what's your vibe?
Bro, I'm a whatever the vibe is guy. Sometimes it's dinner, then the club. Sometimes it's dinner. Sometimes it's just the club. Like,
right.
You know, you got to pick and choose. Like I said, I'm kind of new to it. Like, you know, as we're a young team, like, I'm a young player, so kind of got to be careful how you move.
For sure.
But it's smooth, though. The club is a good scene, I think. Depends on the city you go to. Like, some cities you don't, like, I haven't been out in every city.
Right.
Like, it's, you pick and choose, like, the best cities to go to. But
What was your favorite city to go to this year and play at and party at?
Yeah, shoot, probably. New York's always a good vibe.
New York fire.
Because everybody want to go out in New York. Like, the whole team usually find something to do. Mm-hmm. Everybody be cool together. Shoot. Houston.
Definitely Houston.
Houston was straight.
Yeah, I know. I can see it. You're a Houston guy.
Houston was straight. Houston was straight.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's, I mean, there's a couple other ones, but.
What's it like when the whole team goes out together? Because, like, I know, like, when me and Mike go out together, it's always, like, a movie. But, like, sometimes when we get a bunch of the other – he's laughing. He knows. sometimes we get a bunch of the other cast members. People are like, oh, my God.
It's
like,
a mob. Yeah. Nah. Yeah, when the whole team goes out, them is probably, like, the best nights. You start, like, at dinner, then you go to the club, then y'all all together. So it's like y'all making sure y'all each other straight.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. And then y'all know y'all all gotta get up the next day. So everybody's accountable.
Like, all
right. Yeah, make sure you're there tomorrow. Like, or you see each other the next morning, like, all right, now we gotta lock in. Like, you know, just keep everybody sharp.
Yeah, sometimes me and my
some cities call for a solo mission though. You know?
Yeah, you gotta
You don't pop out everywhere together, bro. Sometimes you gotta
Got to get your sniper timing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you guys had any like great stories or wild nights from like everyone going out one night?
Nah, no wild nights. My team, we got a bunch. We don't got no like real wild boys, I would say. Like, yeah.
Whenever they
we
need go us out, on the team.
Yeah, they need Gianni in there.
Now, when we go out, we have a good time, bro. But yeah, I don't think we've had any like crazy stories I could just rattle off that like stick with.
He's like, wait till the cameras come.
Once the lights is off, then we
talk about it.
Yeah. So what do you like pregame music, shows? Like,
hey, what put you in that mode? Yeah. Like, who you listen to that puts you in that mode? Or what movie do you watch that would put you in that mode? Or like, or do you have like a song or an album or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I always run Future. I always run Future.
Toxic Future, baby.
We run Future, but like in the locker room, like usually you got certain artists that everybody want to hear, because everybody got their own shit, but like you got to play something that everybody can get right to. So it'd be Future, shit, some young boy in there. Like, we got a younger team too, so you know, sometimes you got the OGs who's like, man, what is this shit like? This shit? But nah, we got guys who we all kind of got the same taste, so we be lit though.
He's like, play Ice Cube. We're like,
exactly.
Like, who handles the aux in the locker room? Does it switch off? Or?
It switches, man. I done been on the aux a couple times. I'm usually on the road,
You got the best playlist?
I say I put my playlist against anybody for sure. But like on the road, I get it. And then at home, though, that's usually like Cole, or y'all know Cole Anthony from New York. So he like the one dude who got all the energy, all the vibes turned up. So he'd be on the aux a lot too.
Yeah. And so what? So you guys fly? You have like a team jet?
Yeah, plane. Yeah.
Fuck, dude, 50 needs to get us one. This is bullshit.
That's so tough.
Yeah. It's a jet. And then what do you? So is it like? What's that vibe like? Is it everyone does their own thing? Is it like?
Nah. Yeah. Our plane rides was cool. Like you got because it's like a weird setup. You got like the seats, and you got like a table that you can sit at, and so. Guys is whatever, playing cards, vibing. Like there's been some funny ass plane rides. Plane rides is fun, bro.
It's always so much better when you win.
Better. way better, bro.
You catch that dub, hop on the jet with the gang.
How's your coach? Is he like strict after?
Nah, hell no.
Nah, he's good.
Nah, but he's a player's coach though. So like, you know, he understands like, you know, we have fun, we play and you know whatnot, but he just wants to make sure we're always locked in, like. You know, always show up, do your job. Like, that's what's first. And we understand that. Like, we not out here, you know, wilding, showing up, missing stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
You know, we're trying to be locked in. We're trying to win. Like, at the end of the day, we not where we want to be. So you got to be able to, you know, manage it. Still have fun, still be cool with each other, but, you know, be serious and be ready to play when the time comes. Like, we not a big, like, I wouldn't say we go out the night before games too much. Like, usually if we stay the night over or if we got an extra day, we'll go out. But if it's the night before, we try and mellow down.
Yeah. Does he have to give you, is there a curfew or?
Nah, man. I mean, it's the league. Like, that's what I'm realizing. Like, coming from college, you have all that. Or, like, high school, college, you have that. Like, when you travel in college, you're not going out. Like, you're in the hotel. You got whatever, meetings, like, all that stuff. In the league, it's like, just be here by this time. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be responsible on your own. So that's why it's on everybody. Like, me, that's what I'm learning. Like, you got to be responsible on your own. Like, no one's going to tell you, can't do this. Like, you can do really whatever you want.
You got to make the right decision.
You got to make the right decision. And you got to make sure you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Was it kind of weird when you started, like, once you get that first check, you like, look at you like, you know what I mean? Was it weird? Like, that's freedom.
Yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
What was that like? Were you, did you go buy something?
What was your first crazy, your first crazy cop?
Probably some jewelry, bro. I wanted some bust down.
Dude, why'd you point at his and not mine, bro? You went some jewelry.
Because I got a pendant. I got a pendant that look, not, it's a circle though. Like, it's a big ass circle pendant.
Nah, it's all good, man. That
joint spin, like.
Oh, it's just spinning? Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah. Some jewelry. Like, I waited to buy a car. Like, I drove a rental my whole first year.
Where?
Yeah. So.
You fuck with cars? Are you a car guy or not really?
Yeah, I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna be.
I got you, because
I'm gonna be.
Talk to me, I'm the car guy. I'm gonna have you talking cars all day.
What'd you get?
What was your
first one? I got Bentley.
Fire.
Damn, dude.
First whip Bentley is tough. Yeah. First whip Bentley is super tough.
Which one? The truck or the
Bentayga? Yeah, the truck. Yeah. That was Mando. Like, I had my mind made up. Like, Mm-hmm. My junior year of high school, I was getting a Bentley.
Need that.
Yeah.
That's tough. So, like, as you grew as, like, a basketball player, like, even before, like, college, even before, like, even high school, like, did you kind of see, like, people kind of gravitating towards you, like, seeing how nice you was, seeing mm-hmm. how good you was, and, like, kind of, like, did you see that? Did you think that people saw how big you were going to be yeah. and start acting different because of that?
It's a good-ass question. Yeah, so, like, I kind of experienced that at an early age. Like, believe it or not, football, I'm telling you, like, mm-hmm. football was, like, where I really kind of built. Like, if you go to back to Seattle and, like, ask around, like, bro, my Little League years, bro, like, I was, like, everyone knew who I was. Right. So, like, we won every year. And, like, that was back when, like, football, Little League football ain't as big now, like, especially in Seattle. But back then, like, it was, like, the NFL, bro. Like, I swear to God. We had, like, 16 teams, all from different neighborhoods. Every team had players, coaches, fans, cheerleaders, like, it was a whole thing. Oh, like, you go back now, it ain't like that. Like, teams are split up. Like, yeah, it's kind of more spotty. But, like, back then, it was, like, you had teams, leagues, divisions, like, all the way up, bro. Like, second grade to eighth grade. Yeah. And, like, I would just see, like, on the football field, like, how people would, like, look at me, like, when I would walk on the field, like, mm-hmm. oh, that's Paulo, oh, that's so-and-so. And so, like, for me, being that, I was, like, I kind of always thought, like, damn, like, people was looking at me, like. But, obviously, I was the best player, and I would go out there and do my stuff, but that's where I kind of first got to see, like, when people expected, like, a performance out of you. Like, people would come to my games, like, all right, what's he about to do? Like, we know he, you know, supposed to do this. So that's where I kind of first experienced that. And then as I got better in basketball, I started experiencing more. Like, I started to grow. Mm-hmm. I started going to, like, camps, like, doing well. So, like, people started finding out, you know, the intensity, like, the hype was building. Like, my freshman year, I was starting on varsity. We was good, you know, so. And basketball in Seattle is huge, too. Like, mm-hmm. sports in general is, like, big in Seattle. They love sports, bro. Right. Like, professional, college, high school, it don't matter. Like, there's a lot of, like, love for football, basketball. Like, it's crazy fans, so.
Yeah. Did you feel like you always needed to perform? Like, once you stepped in that field, like.
Hell yeah, bro. Like, that's what's kind of always helped me, bro. Like, that's why I don't. Because at the end of the day, I know that I can do it. Right. You know, I know I can go out here and do what I'm supposed to do. And I like that. Like, I like when people is expecting a performance out of you, or, like, there's anticipation for, like, you to come on the field or be on the court. Like, I just love that shit. Or, like, going to high school. Once I got to, like, my junior year where I was, like, you know, ranked top in the country, like, that's when, like, we go to a game, a away game in the opposing student section. They'd all know who I was. Yeah, they got Chance, overrated Chance. Mm. Like, they know all about me.
Overrated Chance is insane.
I used to love that shit, bro, just because. It's like, that's what you felt like it was putting on your show, you know, time to put on a show. So, you know, give them what they came to see.
Yeah, that's tough to use that as fuel because a lot of people, they fold to that pressure. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what it's about, bro. Like, even you guys know, in the show business, like, when y'all show up on set or when y'all show up at an event where y'all speaking or y'all got to make an appearance, like, everybody want to see y'all.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, you got to perform.
Yeah. What was the hardest part growing up, like, whether it was basketball, whether it was personal life, like, what was stuff that you remember is like, damn, this is tough?
Probably school.
Yeah.
School. Like,
I feel that.
Yeah, probably school. You know, because my parents obviously made sure, like, they was on me about school. So I had to, like, do my work. Mm-hmm. But me, like, I never could, like, get into it, bro. Like, I just knew what I wanted to do, what I wanted to be. So, like, I would do enough to, like, obviously be eligible, like, but, like, my parents would want me at this point, and I was like, nah, I can't get there.
They'd be
they would be on me about my grades and stuff, and because they wasn't bad, but they wasn't, like, you know what I'm saying, where they would want to be. So that was always a constant, like, back and forth between me and my people was just, like, me and how much effort I was putting into school. Because I was putting in, like, just enough.
Just escape by.
Just as much as I need, bro. Yeah. Like, to where they really couldn't say nothing, but, like, they still would, but, like, I'm still playing. I'm not in trouble. I'm not
passing you, playing you, eligible.
Exactly.
Right. The better you play, the less you can get by with school. Exactly. Yeah. Your mom was a professional athlete?
Yeah, she played in WNBA.
Oh, damn. That's crazy. So what was that like growing up?
Going to games.
Did she play in Seattle?
She played, yeah, she actually did. Before I was born, but yeah, she did play for Seattle for a minute. But she, growing up, it was cool. But, like, when I was younger, it was kind of confusing because I never saw her play.
Right.
So, like, and I actually didn't see her play, like, on tape till, like, right before I left the school. So my whole life, I had never really seen her.
Oh, shit.
But, like, people would come up to me and be like, yo, like, your mom was a beast, bro. Like, I'd be like, what? Like, Yeah, right. Yeah. And so, like, they would, but, like, everyone, though, like, men, women, like, yo, your mom was, like, the shit. Like, it'd be men coming up to me, like, yo, your mom used to bust my ass.
Really?
That's yes, tough. Bro. I swear to God. Like,
that's tough.
And so, like, my mom, she, and because she was on my head, like, all the time, especially when it came to basketball. So, like, you know, sometimes you don't want to listen to her and stuff, but, like, everyone was stamping her. Yeah, like, she was, like, stamped, bro. And so, I just wanted to be better than her, like, especially when I was younger.
Yeah.
Like, I was.
Would you go one on one with her?
Yeah. When I was younger, we played one on one. Hell yeah. She used to beat my ass.
Damn.
But,
and now you dunk on her?
She won't even play me. Yeah,
that's hilarious. She won't even
play me, bro. But nah, man, she's dope, though. Like, yeah. Everybody love her. Like, I remember the first time she took me to, because she's in the Hall of Fame, like, at University of Washington, she's, like, that's in the Hall of Fame.
Damn. That's so tough.
So, like, the first time, I remember she showed me, like, she was like, I got a surprise for you. Like, we walked into the Hall of Fame. They got it in their basketball arena. And, like, she took me to the little corner where, like, her whole shit's at. And I was
like,
yo, that's my mom. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
That's when I really kind of started, like, okay, maybe I should listen.
She's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she's in the Hall of Fame, bro. She got all these, she all-time leading scorer, all-time leading rebounder, first person to ever get drafted to the WNBA from Washington. Like, she had all this shit that I didn't even know about, like, really, till I actually went and seen it. So it was dope.
That's tough. So what's life right now? Like what's life like right now for Power? Like, what's like a chill day for you? Like, if you're not...
Chill day?
Yeah, like, yeah. If you're not, like, working out, if you're not, you feel me? Like, what's a regular
day? If I'm not working out, yeah. So, yeah, that's usually how my day starts, with a workout. Mm. But, no, if I'm not working out, bro, I'm getting up, trying to go do something. Like, that's what I've been trying to do, like, growing up, bro, last year, like, I just sit in the house, play the game, watch whatever, like.
Right. Are you a video game guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I tried to, like, kind of stop that.
Xbox, PS5?
P5.
Yeah, yeah.
P5.
Smart.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah, smart guy. He's smart. Sure.
So for now, though, I try and go do something. So if I'm in New York, I try and get out, like, go see some. If I'm in Orlando, I done went to Disney World. I done been trying to go to a gator farm.
Yeah.
Just do different stuff, like, just to kill time, bro. Because at the end of the day, sitting in the house is cool, but
you got so much
time on your hands when you're in the league. Like, you got 4 or 5 hours in the gym, and then you got the rest of your day.
Right.
So it's just about how you want to spend it. Like, especially going to, like, different places, being, you know, running around. I'm in different spots. I just went to Europe and stuff, so just trying to, like, see different stuff.
Where'd you go?
So I went to Italy and then Paris for
fashion. You're Italian too, right?
Yeah, half
fucking
Italian
boy. Yeah. Me too. Italian,
I'm
Italian
too.
He's fluent in Italian.
God damn, bro. I learned it like you, bro.
Yeah, I learned it when I was like 10. I lived in Italy for like a year and a half. I filmed my first movie out there, so I had to learn, man.
I get like you, bro.
Yeah, man, that's fire.
I'm Italian, so like I get love from Italian fans, but they're like trying to speak. They think I'm speaking.
Like, yeah, you're like, I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what y'all saying.
I got you. I'm going to translate for you. Don't even worry about it. Translate for my guy.
Yeah. Do you go home a lot to Seattle?
Seattle? I had just went back in like June for like 10 days, seeing all my family, friends, like, you know, kicked it. It was hella nice. Seattle in the summertime is fire.
Yeah.
So we was on, you know, we got on the water, you know, did a bunch of shit, but it's hard to get back there, bro. Like, being in Orlando, that's literally across the country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'm in New York a lot. Like, I'm just far from home a lot. Like, I don't even be in L.A. like that. Like, that's why I was out here, and I was saying, like, man, I got to get out here more.
Right.
Like, because it's not that far from home. But recently, I haven't been back a lot. But whenever I do go back, though, it's a good-ass time.
Yeah. You still hang out with your friends from high school? Or?
Hell yeah, some of them. Like, whenever I see them, like, you know, I'm not acting brand new, bro. Like, I see him, I show love.
Nah,
you know,
he drives by in the Bentleys. Like.
I'm driving by in the Bentley, but I'm stopping, though. I'm showing love. Like, like, I'm not big-timing nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Because
at the end of the day, I'm not that far removed from, like, high school and shit. Right. So can't start acting like that.
Yeah.
So when you went back to love, it was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I had a good-ass time. Like, just seeing everybody. You seeing people you ain't seen 3-4 years, like, y'all in completely different points. Like, it's just crazy, like, seeing how everybody just moves on, people is doing different stuff. People got kids. Right. People is...
You're like, damn,
like, it's so much different stuff. Like, when you go back home and you haven't been back, like, shit, I just went back for 10 days. I ain't about to be back, shit. So who knows? Probably next summer. So it's just a long time that you're away. So whenever you come back, it's love.
Yeah.
So, like, touching on, like, going back home, like in the future, you got, like, any, like, plans for, like, the young is, like, camps or anything, like,
Hell
a
Power
camp or something.
Yeah, I didn't do a camp this year because I really didn't have no time. Like, mm-hmm. I was doing hella shit, but I'm definitely going to do camp out there. Yeah, you know, because growing up, like, I looked up to all the guys who was in the NBA from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And they was all doing camps. Jamal Crawford, he do the pro-am.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Jamal, yeah, so stuff like that where, you know, I always grew up seeing how to do it. And now that I'm, like, in the position of being the pro, that, like, I can come back and send the elevator back down, right. Help everybody out.
Fine.
You know, that's what I'm trying to do, you mm-hmm. know. Obviously, it's my first year, but, like, for sure in the future, like, every summer.
Take time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta get the foundation first.
I'm actually curious about, so your mom obviously played in the NBA, uh-huh. I mean, in the WNBA, and the WNBA gets a lot of, like, hate.
Yeah.
Do you have a different perspective on it because
hell
you,
yeah.
Yeah, like, what are your thoughts on, like,
because
you see the memes, you see people making WNBA jokes. I'm curious, like, you grew up in that household. You probably have way more respect for it than a lot of people do.
Oh, for sure. My mom, yes, she was a women's basketball coach for, like, the first 13, 14 years of my life, like, since right. I was a kid all the way up till she stopped coaching. Like, so I was going to the gym with her, to her practices, like, every day. She was coaching girls, college and high school. And so, like, I learned the game from, like, girls. Like,
yeah.
My mom, obviously. And then, like, when I was younger, like, 7, 8, 9, 10, like, she would throw me in practice with her team. And, like, they was good. Like, they was a powerhouse. Like,
yeah.
Hella girls from her teams went to Division I. Like, they was good, so... They were playing at a high level, so, like, they would bust my ass, like, at a young age, bro. And, like, so I built the respect because they were better than me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't out there, you know, doing nothing. They was taking the ball from me, like, fucking busting my ass. So, like, I grew to learn how to, like, really respect the women's game. Like, they're way more fundamental. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, playing in the NBA, like, you see the difference in, like, obviously we're athletic, we dunk in and, you know, mm-hmm. probably run faster, jump higher. But, like, when you really break down the nuance of the game and really watch, like, women play, like, they're so much more technical.
Right.
Like, they're great teammates. They're super fundamental. Like, just little stuff that, like, boys struggle with that, mm-hmm. like, a guy might be a great shooter, a great, you know, athlete, but his problem is, oh, he can't, you know, do the little stuff, like, you know, it'd be little shit, like throwing an entry pass or, like, shooting with your L, like, just shooting properly. Like, it'd be little stuff, bro, that they do way better than men, like.
And, controlling the pace, all type of
and
stuff.
And the average fan don't know that, you
right,
know.
Exactly.
Average fan is like, oh, they're not, you know, it's not exciting. It's not, it's boring, but.
And half the niggas that's talking like that, they get their ass exactly, busted by anyone, bro, like, in the WNBA.
Bro, like, WNBA players are really cold. Like, I done been in the gym with a couple, like, I don't know if y'all know who Kelsey Plum is.
Yeah,
She went to Washington. She went to Washington when I was growing up. Bro, like, and me and my mom obviously would go to the games because they were real good. And so my mom would go as an alumni, bro. And she's dropping 40s, 50s. Like, it's nothing in college, bro. Yeah. And so I'm just like, at that age, I'm like, bro, she's better than anybody on the boys' team. Like, are you serious, bro? They went to the Final Four, like. It was crazy, bro. So I just always had the respect for women's hoopers because, you know, they deserve it, bro.
That's fire. That's super fire.
Outside of basketball, like, what are your interests, hobbies, investments? Like, do you want to get involved in, like, other sports?
Hell
like,
yeah, for sure. I always love other sports, like, not just basketball, football, soccer. My sister is a college soccer player.
Oh, nice. Where does she play?
She plays at Queens in Charlotte.
Nice.
Yeah, she go to Queens. So, I've actually invested a small amount into AC Milan. I went to the game yesterday, the soccer team, the Champions League. And so getting to do that is fire, bro. Like, just seeing how they move. Like, bro, European soccer is, like, it's so player, bro. I was telling somebody the other day, like, they had all off-white on. Like, the whole team's off-white, though. Like, the whole team, like, they Puma on the jerseys, but off-white is, like, their off-the-field sponsor. So, like, all their, like, front office members and, like, coaches and players, they all is just off-white down, bro, from head to toe.
And send me a contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I need me a contract.
Yeah, and they, like, you can just tell, like, in America, I don't think we really even think about, like, how popular, like, soccer is.
Yeah, it's number one in the world, right? It's
in the
number
world,
one,
yeah.
Like, they're really stars, bro.
Yeah, and a different type. Like, what was the reach for the World Cup, like, this year or last year or whatever? What was, like?
It was like
almost a billion.
Yeah, it was like a billion. That's like one. It's like 25% of the world watched the World Cup. Like, that's
crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Shit, we was watching the World Cup. We was on the road. We had a game and the game was on before ours, and we was on the road in the locker room, all huddled up around the TV watching the final.
Yeah.
What's the name? Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was crazy.
Yo, that game, bro.
That game was nuts. That game was nuts.
Insane.
That boy Mbappe was bugging out.
Yeah. If you weren't a basketball player, what do you think you'd be doing? Because, like, we think about that. We think about that stuff all the time. Like I don't know what else I'd
do. I'd just be shy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Now, I'd probably take music a little more serious. But
music?
Yeah, yeah. I'd probably be put, like, a full-time.
I wasn't doing basketball.
Give me, like, a dream job and give me what you think you'd be doing.
Dream job.
Yeah. You could say Beyond Power. It's fine.
No, actually, for real, though, like, my dream job would probably be like, a dope-ass actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or, like, being able to, like, do different roles or... Like, speak different. Like you say, you speak Italian. Like, that shit's cold, bro.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
The fact that you can, like, I was in Europe and I was telling the people I was with, like, I feel, like, stupid that I can't, like, talk to these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you try and talk to them and they just completely don't know what you're saying.
I'm like, what's going on?
But then you see someone who can, like, speak both and you're like, bro, that's so fire. Like,
yeah.
The fact you can just understand something and then rattle it off in another language. Like, I wish I could do some shit like that.
Yeah, being an actor, you get to kind of live, like, a bunch of different lives. Like, I'm trapping right now.
Right now I'm trapping.
Yeah.
Doing, I could fuck around and be rookie of the year basketball player. Like,
You did a basketball. You see Amateur?
I definitely did a
basketball movie. Like,
how was that?
It was fun as hell. I ain't gonna lie, it was dumb fun. Because, like, I played basketball, like, growing up before, like acting, like, really, like, became, like full-time for me. So, like, I was always used to, like, travel team, like, AAU type shit. So, like, filming that movie... Like it like threw me right back into that mode. Like I was literally with a basketball team the whole, like, what was it, like 2-3 months we was filming. Every day it felt like we was literally like a real traveling basketball team.
That's
like, we wake up, yo, where we going to eat, blah, blah, blah. Then we're like, oh, damn, we got to get to set. We got to go shoot around. Like it was dead like I was playing basketball on the team. I'm like, this shit lit.
Yeah.
Man, that shit was fun.
Like, yeah, I feel like actors, like, they always make this comparison. Actors want to be athletes and athletes want to be like actors or rappers.
Yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's like that.
That's the thing, like, rap and music, like, I can't rap. I ain't gonna sit here and say I'm rapping. Like, acting, like, real life acting, that shit would be fire, bro.
Bro, you could do, who just did the movie with Adam Sandler, Hustle?
Yeah, there was hella, there was, shit, my teammate was in there.
Oh, right, what's his name?
He was one of the characters, Wagner.
Yeah,
Mo, but, like, I'm trying to think of his character's name. what was his character's name? I don't remember.
Yeah, I forget.
Anthony Edwards was the main dude.
Oh, no, the main dude was Hernan Gomez.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a bunch of athletes in there.
Yeah, there's hella athletes in there. Yeah. I got to watch that.
Hell yeah.
It's a fire movie. No. Yeah. What's your favorite movie? Is it a basketball movie or something else?
No, probably not a basketball movie. I mean, I have a favorite basketball
movie. What's your favorite basketball and favorite non-basketball?
Probably Coach Carter.
Nice.
Coach Carter, that's OG movie. That's like, I think that's the first basketball movie I ever watched, Coach Carter. But my actual favorite movie? That's hard because I like so many different ones. But
what would you say, like, top three or top five?
Top three.
I think he's gonna be like,
I probably put, like,
I love Like Mike. Like Mike, that's my shit.
Shit, I probably put I was Paid in Full.
Hell yeah,
I done watched that movie a thousand times.
That's a given.
Thousand times.
That's a given.
Yep.
Shoot, I probably put Like Mike. I used to watch Lottery Ticket all the time.
Yeah, Lottery Ticket.
Lottery Ticket, and then. I don't know the third, bro. There's so many movies that I really... Probably someone like Denzel, like Equalizer or some shit.
Yeah.
Like some action movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you done acting before or not?
Nah, I mean, I did commercials.
Yeah, commercials, yeah.
I did one I just did one for the Gran Turismo movie.
And how was it? Did you find it was hard? Like, I can't shoot it. I can't shoot a basketball.
Yeah, nah, it was like...
Jump shot, all right.
It wasn't hard, bro. It just took like, a long-ass time.
Time-consuming as hell, right?
People don't realize it.
Damn, how long was you on set for? Like, what, 8 hours?
Like, 8 to 8, bro.
Damn, 12-hour days.
Damn near. And the commercial was, like, they had different versions of it, but, like 30-second look. I was like, damn, this is a
8 hours just to see myself.
A commercial, bro. Like, a show or a movie? I'm like, man.
Yeah, bro, and we, like, 8 to 8, we have those days... 4 times a week type shit.
And it's not usually at 8 to 8. It's usually like
it's like 6 to 6 in the morning,
yeah,
to like 9.
6 to 9,
yeah. That should be tough. But I would be sick though. 8 to 8 just to see myself in a 20-second commercial, bro.
Bro. It was dope, but like it was a long ass day. I just remember being like, and we had the race suits on, so like we was in uniform.
That's fire though. I would have had hella fun doing that. Like
it was dope.
Me being a car guy. Gran Turismo, what?
Yeah.
Then we was in there with some cool actors too. what's the dude named? David something. He's off straight. Yeah, David
Harbor. From Stranger Things.
Cool as hell.
Yeah.
He ain't know shit about basketball, though. But he was like, man, I don't know nothing about basketball. He said, I'm a hockey guy. But he was like, man.
Yeah, I seen him. Like, mad respect, bro. Times.
I was like, my dog, Hopper. Yeah. Hopper. I called him Jim Hopper. That's how I know him from Stranger Things.
Yeah. Who were your favorite actors, like, growing up and now?
Shoot. Definitely Denzel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely Denzel.
I feel like everyone who comes on the show says Denzel.
Bro, honestly, how could he not be some, your favorite actor, like, though? Like, he's so elite.
I like actors that's funny, bro. Like, obviously, you got the action guys, but like Eddie Murphy, shit like that.
Kevin Hart, Gianni Pale, Mike
All the Fridays. Chris Tucker, Rush Hour, Friday. Like, them movies that I could just watch all day, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, there's one role, like, that you watched, like, growing up, and you, like, had the chance to play that role. Like, what role would you pick?
One role that I could play? Damn.
That's a good question.
That's a good-ass question right there. No, it'd probably be, what's his name, Craig and Friday or something. Something goofy, bro. Like, if I was an actor, I'd have to have some type of, like, just funny-ass role, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a very good serious actor. Like, if I had to act like I was sad or, like, mad, I feel like that would be harder than, like, just out there, like, fucking around a little bit, like, cracking jokes and shit. I feel like I could really do that, like, on some humor type shit.
Yeah. Being Craig would definitely be fun as hell. Like, playing Craig, that would be tough.
Knocking Debo out.
Yeah. Do you watch
stand-up? I'd be Smokey.
Do you watch stand-up at all? Are you a comedy guy or not much?
I don't watch some stand-ups. I don't watch them, like, that much, but, like, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart. Like, I remember my first actual stand-up that I watched was that Kevin Hart where he was talking about, you know, the most famous shit.
It got me laugh at my pain.
Yeah. But, dude, he changed the stand-up game. What, Netflix changed the stand-up game because they were just putting old people's specials on Netflix, and then they had the biggest audience, and then now there's, you know, comedy's blown up again because it kind of went into, like, a recession. So it was that special that really changed.
But you know that joint where he's like, my mama told me to tell you. That's the first shit I seen when I was a young-ass kid. I thought that shit was so
funny. Bro, that was the funniest shit
that was
ever,
the funniest shit ever,
I used to say that shit all day. Like, I used to just be reciting that shit, bro. That shit was so funny.
Little stupid bitch.
Two plus two, not knowing what the fuck it is, bitch.
I swear,
cross eyed crying down your back fat for this. He started wilding. That shit is fire.
Who's your craziest celebrity, besides this, who's your craziest celebrity encounter? Or like, someone that's, like, DM'd you or, like, you know?
Damn. Celebrity encounter. Shoot, I done ran into a lot of different celebrities, bro. Like, just over the past year doing different stuff. Like, you might run into them. Like, F1 in Miami. There was a shit ton of people out there. Shoot, I was at F1 in Miami, and I met Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's pretty, yeah.
And he, like, said he was a fan of me, bro. Like,
what?
Shoot,
I was just about to say, like, what celebrity have you ran into and they told you, like, yo, I've been tuned in, I've been watching.
Bro, Tom Cruise,
yeah,
bro.
That's crazy.
Then he had me take a picture with his brother. Like, he was dead ass. I was like, I thought he was bullshit.
You know, Tom Cruise,
I'm like, you don't know who I am, bro. He's like, no, like, bro, like, I watch basketball.
I'm taller than him?
Yeah, he's pretty short. He's pretty short.
That's one for me.
So Tom Cruise, like, he had me take a picture, like, with his homie, like, his brother. And, like, he showed mad love, and I was like, yo, that was Tom Cruise. Like, I actually had a picture with him. Yeah.
That's tough. Imagine Tom Cruise telling you, like, yo, I'm a fan, I fuck with you. Like,
yeah.
That's OD.
Yeah, Tom, like, dude, he was like, have you seen any of his movies? Or because you were born in what, 02?
02.
Yeah. 02. So you seen Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
But, yeah, he was like, actually, what was the sports movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh.
Jerry Maguire. Yeah. Have you seen Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fire movie.
Damn.
Tom Cruise is crazy. Who do you want to meet?
Who do I want to meet? Damn. Probably Denzel, bro.
Yeah.
Denzel's like he my whole family's favorite actor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, any Denzel movie, like, we all tuning in. And he's OG. Like, every movie he done did is top of the line. So definitely Denzel.
I feel like that's someone you could have a good conversation with, too. Like, no matter what you are, like, whether you're an actor, rapper,
athlete, I'm saying he got so much game for you,
bro. I feel like that's a great person to have a conversation with.
Yeah. With other guys in the league, because obviously, like, we were out with Chet last night.
Yeah.
Are there other guys in the league? Like, are you guys able to like, be friends, or is it weird on the court? Like, what's that like?
Nah.
Because fuck everyone on BMF. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we operate? Yeah. That little me, too, you guys are smoke? But, like, how does that work?
Nah, it's dope. I mean, like, me and Chet, we was the same high school class. Mm. And, like, growing up high school, everyone pinned us against each other.
Right.
And, like, no one knew, like, we actually is hella cool. Like,
bro, that was so cool to see you guys together. I'm like, damn, this is, like...
Yeah, like, we threw our draft party together. Like, no one knows that. Like, yeah. Like, after the draft, me and him threw a party together. Like, he came to Seattle last summer, played in the Pro-Am, like, two separate weekends. Like, so me and Chet been kicking it for a minute. And, I mean, with other players, though, like, yeah, it depends on who you know.
Mm.
Like, if you know guys from past, whatever, whether he's from your hometown or you know him from however you know him, you know, like... Just love when you see him.
But right.
Like, real, like, when me and Chet play against each other, we go at it. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
We talk shit. Like, it's love, but, like, bro, we.
We on the court.
Yeah, like.
Ain't no love on the court.
Yeah, we competitors, bro. Like, we not gonna be out there buddy-buddy. Like,
right.
We don't even really speak when we're on the court, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
Off the court, it's love. Like, it's never personal with anybody. Like, I never had, like, I don't have no real beef up with anyone over basketball. Like, I just had never been on the court where. Obviously, you might get into it. Somebody start talking shit, whatever. But after the game, like, no matter who it is, like, I done had Pat Bev call me every name. And, like, I swear to God, bro. Like, and, like, I don't take none of that personal because, like, it's
part of the game.
It's part of the game, like, to me. Like, shit, I like that shit. Like, we can go at it. Yeah. Like, we can go back and forth. I don't got no problem doing that.
Let the game talk.
Exactly. Let the game talk, whatever. However you want to do it, we can do it, bro. If you want to just – because I don't talk shit first.
Like, somebody got to
get
you
started,
right?
Get me started, bro. Like, I don't talk shit first, like – there's been a couple games where I done got into it, but it's always because someone else started, bro. Like,
right.
I'll never really have nothing to say until someone says something.
Yeah. Who were your favorite basketball players growing up, and were you able to play against them or with them? Or?
Yeah, bro. For me, LeBron and Carmelo, bro. Like, I looked at them like superheroes, bro. Like, they was the reason. I actually just was with Melo in Puerto Rico, and then he did a retirement party, bro. And, like, I had to give him his flowers. Like, I told him. Because me and him is locked in. Like, we've known each other for a minute now. But, like, it was his retirement party. What's his name? He had Jadakiss there performing. So, like, I had to pull him to the side and, like, really tell him, like, yo, like, I appreciate you. Like, obviously, we done met probably a year ago, but way before, bro. Like, my whole life. Like, the reason I wanted to get tattoos, I wear a headband, like, shit, Melo, the way he shot that bitch, like, he used to pull his hands back all quick, like, bro, like, all that little stuff, bro, like, growing up, like, I wanted to be like
hezzy
him,
pull
bro.
Up.
Yeah, and then Bron, like, Bron was up there for me, too, like, he damn near, him and Melo is my two favorite players. I got to play against Bron. Bron came to Seattle last year and played in the Pro-Am, so, like, seeing him up close was dope too. Like, I ain't never get to play with Melo. Melo retired before I got to get on the court with him. But Bron is like, that shit's crazy too, bro. Cause you don't know how many hours I don't watch LeBron. Like, just sitting there, turning on his highlights, and then I get on the court with him.
Yeah.
What's it like being on the court with LeBron?
Yeah, that's crazy,
bro. I actually had a badass game when we played them. Like, that was the one player, bro. Like, everybody I done played against. Like, it'd be nothing. Like, I play against him, it's cool. I do my shit. But Bron was, like, different. Mm. Different aura, bro. Like,
he has, like, a different type of control.
Yeah, like, bro. Bro, he's really in control. Like, he's just orchestrating. Now he at the age where he not, you know, jumping as high. He's still a freak athlete. For, like, and by NBA standards, he's still, like, a top-of-the-line athlete. But for his standards, like, he's kind of on the back half of his career. So, like, just watching, like, how he's, like, adjusted and, like, the shit he do now, how smart he is, bro.
I mean, he's definitely more like IQ based.
What for a basketball player? Like, watching that, like, it's OD.
Yeah,
because it's just so easy. Like, he know what's gonna happen. Like, he know how he gonna score. Like, he ain't out there even trying to do nothing too crazy. Like, when he played us, he had like 28 points. Like, probably, I don't know. So he had like 28 and 10, bro. And it was just easy.
And he wasn't even trying.
No, easy, bro. Layups. Dunks, running, cutting, like, just simple shit. Like,
Bron, that have a triple W. And you don't even know. Notice it.
it's like Joker, though. Like, they just know how to play the game, bro. It's just masters. Like, they got the shit mastered.
Is he the toughest guy you play against? Or who's, like, some of the guys who are like, fuck, I gotta...
KD.
Yeah.
KD's different, bro. Yeah. KD, I ain't never seen nothing like KD. I already told that story on a couple different podcasts, bro. But he had given me 45. my first time playing against him.
Damn.
It's tough. You got to get back. You got to get
taken. I was just in the gym with him, though. Like, and then, like, getting to see him work out, like, and work out with him, like, that's just different, bro. And it like, lets you know, like, fuck, you're not there yet, bro. Like, you got to get there. That shit different. Like, right. He got that shit mastered.
Yeah.
Like, the shit he do, it's the same every single time. Like, nothing changes, bro. And he miss a shot. Fuck. Like, he get hella upset, like, because he knows, like, he just got that shit down to a T, so.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Well, all right. Well, outside of basketball, what's like a goal that you want to do? Like, what's something that you want to accomplish in your life not having anything to do with basketball?
Yeah, shit. I mean, eventually I want to finish college.
Damn, oh, yeah. You'd have to do 3 more years.
Yeah, this is going to be tough, but I got to do it because I done promised too many family members, grandma. She done pressed me about that already. That's the thing. Like, now it's a little different, but like at first, when she first like kind of realized I was only gonna do 1 year of school, she was like,
huh?
Yeah, literally. Like, like what?
And you went, one you year. Went.
Yeah, and I was like, grandma. Like, grandma. Yeah, like grandma. Like, nah, it's about to be life changing. Like,
yeah.
So she just wanted me to go back and do school, but shit, I want to do a lot of stuff, bro. Like, obviously, you see guys like. Building school, like Bron, build a school, right, like right. Foundations and stuff. So, like, giving back, I think that's most important because I know how much it helped me when I was young. Shit, seeing, like, Seahawks players come to the Boys and Girls Club and shit. Like, right. Shit like that goes a long way. So, definitely that. But, and then other stuff, bro. I'm trying to, like, venture out, like, with business eventually. Like,
shit, once you
I
already get older. Got a fire investment.
Yeah, like, shit like that. Like, dope shit where I can have my hands in different stuff and, like, not just, like you said, not just be basketball, bro. Mm-hmm. Be other shit. Be other dope shit, too. Like, right. Lifestyle shit. Like, yeah. Fire shit.
I love that. All right, well, we asked you a ton of questions. We pressed you. We know you're a Power fan. Do you have any questions for the boys? We'll open this up, too, at the end here if you have any questions for us.
Well, nah, first off, I've been watching Power since the start, like season 1, 2015. Like,
clip that. Damn. Clip that right now. Yeah, post
no
it.
Cap. No
That's
cap.
Tough.
Season OG. 1, 2015. OG. Like, my mom and grandma started watching shit, and I started watching it. Then, like, as years went on, like, I was telling him, we used to go on AAU trips, and, like, our whole team was watching it. So That's we would all, like, we play on a Sunday. We'd leave the next day. Like, Sunday night, bro, we all gather in one room, bro, and turn on Power, watch that shit.
That's tough.
Now, my question, shit, what would my question be? So, did y'all know, like, how far ahead do y'all know what's going to happen? Like, y'all film it. Do they, like, tell you guys the whole season?
Well, basically, me and him went to the writer's room this summer.
Uh-huh.
Usually, they don't, I don't know, sometimes they tell everyone, sometimes not. We went to the writer's room this summer, and they give us, like, the season arc. But we don't, like, and they'll be like, this happens, but we don't know specifically, like, the scenes or what, right?
Like, yeah, like, usually, like, before we start filming, they'll, like, send everybody, like, their character, like, breakdown, or, like, say, like, for, like, season 4 or season 5, like, my character breakdown was, like, Tariq is finally starting to see what his father's becoming, and then, like, at the end of my arc was, obviously, season 6, where I came to film your kill him and stuff like that. So, like, they'll give you, like, a rundown of what your character is going to go through in the beginning and where he's going to end up at the end. But, like the specifics don't really come out until we get the script. So, like, we get a script, like, once every 3 weeks we get.
Yeah.
So once we get episode 1, we film that. 3 weeks after, we get episode 2. And then we just go from there.
Yeah. But sometimes it changes. Like, when we went to the writer's room and it was, like, all this stuff. Then this season, like, episode 7 to 8, like, started coming out, and we're like, this is...
Yeah, they didn't say this was happening towards the end. Yeah.
So the writers are always, like, changing stuff and trying to figure out, you know, what's the best thing to do.
Yeah, they be keeping us on our toes. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what? Where the hell did this come from? They didn't tell us this in the writer's room last year.
What's your favorite show of them all?
Man, probably one of the OG ones. Low-key when he was with Kanan in the cop car.
That's my favorite scene.
Nah, like, that shit was whole D.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kanan really could have ended you
right
there.
He was looking at me right there. He could have ended me right there.
He could have ended you right there, bro, but he ain't do it.
Because he, like, I ain't gonna lie, that's tough. Like,
then it messed you up, though, because you was like, damn.
Like, yeah, like, I thought with my homie. Like, this is the only thing that was really rocking with me. That's what I'm saying. Damn, this for the family. But,
like, how does it work? Like, obviously, because, like you said, y'all trapping. So, like, y'all gotta, like, do anything to, like, get in character. I know, like, you, like, your character, you had to, like, jump off the porch a little bit. You know, you started, like, once you really started doing the shit you was doing.
Right.
Like, how do y'all have to, like, get, Like, I'm talking off camera. Do you have to, like, get into that character, or do y'all just kind of like, nah, we got it on camera?
As of, like, at this point, like, obviously, like, in the beginning stages of, like, you know, like when my character started getting, like, a lot bigger in the show, like, season three, like, towards the end of season three and shit, obviously, I'll have to kind of, like, I'll just get in that more. Like, I'll just be, like, sitting in silence and just be, like, if, like, Tariq is really in, like, a crazy dark space, then I'll just be there right with him. But, like, now it's just, like, I've been playing the character for mad long, so it's just, like, I every scene or, like, whatever scene it is, like, whatever situation it is, I feel like, oh, yeah, I done been in this before as this character. So it's kind of, like, it's just, like, I'm running on a treadmill at this point.
Yeah. Me, I'm out of control anyways, so, like, I'm very similar. Like, they wrote me as who
That's what I'm saying. That's one of the first things I noticed. That's where I said it to myself. I'm like, he not very much different than, like, yeah. You know, sometimes you meet an actor and he nothing like his character, right. You know what I'm saying? Right, right, right. But I was like,
yeah.
Nah, he smacked like Braden, bro. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes they talk different or whatever, but, like, nah, that's you.
Because they wrote a lot, like, kind of who I was.
Because at first, his character was, like, a preppy-ass lacrosse-playing-ass weird kid. Like,
and then they just went away from that once they saw, like, who I was. They just started, like, right, and I would add a ton of jokes, and it just kind of what made the cut. So
once they seen how thrown off he was, they was like, all right, we could work with you.
It's like, there's something really wrong with this guy. We could use him. But yeah, I need to be, we talk about this a lot. Like, me and him, we just gelled like as actors together, like immediately, just like how to get into that mode together. So there are some people who come to set and we're like, like doing like weird shit, or they have to be like serious and quiet in the corner. Like, me and him are the opposite. We get to set and we like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie, me and this kid, yo, bro, me and him, like, we could have the most serious scene ever where we fighting about, like, damn near about to kill each other. But we, like, literally 10, 15 seconds before that, we're on set doing the stupidest
shit. I'm like, yo, dude, look at this girl's ass, dude. And they're like, hold on, what the fuck, dude?
literally like this. As soon as they say rolling, I'm like, we literally be laughing like this. As soon as they say rolling, I'm like,
bro, literally, sometimes we're like dying laughing, and then literally they go action. You're like, all right, so what the fuck?
Yeah, that is.
So it's like just like that. We can just hop right into that.
I swear.
Yeah.
Now, me and the homies, we be watching. You be having us dead. I swear. Shit, you be saying,
bro. And half of the shit he be saying, half of that don't be like written. Like, he just brings it in like himself.
Bro, that,
like,
should be so funny. Or like, what's his name? Kane. He call you a different white dude.
I love when people catch that, bro. Yeah. That shit was hilarious.
Well, he's dead now. I killed him at the end of season three. So, bye, Kane.
Nah, yeah, that should be funny. He'd be calling Justin Timberlake, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He'd be hitting you with hella shit.
Tom Brady.
I'm gonna throw his name in there at some point. Yeah. I'm gonna try and get Paolo's name in there at some point.
Me your name, drop me, man. That shit had me lit.
Dude, I wish we could have gotten you when we were doing the, I wish the Zeke stuff was still happening.
Nah,
we
could have had him. He's funny as shit.
Imagine he was like on Zeke's team or some shit. That would have been fun. He was like playing against Zeke.
That's an OD.
But in the locker room, did anyone like talk about that kind of stuff or no? Because he was like kind of like a basketball meme for a little bit.
Nah, he was hella funny. Like, his facial expressions and shit. Like, the way he would talk, bro, that shit was so funny. But like, he was supposed to be like this basketball player, so it was hella. It was just funny, bro, seeing how he would go about it. Then, like, when he got in trouble, and they asked him the question, he up there like, oh, I don't know. You gotta ask my auntie. Like, I don't know. You gotta ask my auntie. Like, that shit's so funny.
The funniest shit, when he found out he was ringing his whole entire life, he was like, you're not actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm not.
How old was his actual?
Like, he was like 25.
Yeah, he was like 20s, old as hell.
He was like, so I've been breaking the regulations this whole time. Yeah.
He said, this is gonna mess me up for the draft. Like,
there ain't no draft.
It's over for you.
The whole family was falling apart, and then Kane was just like, wait, so I'm not the oldest anymore? It's just that whole scene was just hilarious.
It was just bad shit just being unpacked.
Wait, all right, this is my last question. Because I played hockey, when I watch a hockey movie, I'm like, oh my God, that was fucking terrible. Like, they did all that wrong. Did Power do the basketball stuff right or no?
I mean, you can only do it so, like, right. Make it so real. But it was just funny seeing, like, Zeke being, like, the NBA draft prospect. Like, that shit was funny. I don't know. That, to me, that shit's hella funny. Just seeing, like, how he was acting, bro, then, like, obviously, his family, they all banking on him making it.
Right.
You know, so there's some truth to that because a lot of guys experience that.
Yeah.
And, like, have to deal with it. But he was, like, he was just so clueless, bro. Like, he was only focused on hoop. Like, to a point, it's, like, kind of a loose a loose truth to like how it is for some people, though, mm-hmm. bro. Like
they forget about everything.
Yeah,
else.
They forget about everything. They're just worried about hoop, like regardless of what their family friends doing. Like it's all about, you know, trying to get to the league.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he ain't get there, man. He got smoked at on the PJ. That's what I'm saying. On the PJ, he got smoked. I'm like, damn.
Damn, he could just caught the fight, got up out of it.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, thank you so much for coming on. But we want to have you back. So, like, you know, next season, if you want to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that we're basically on the Magic now, so yeah. We're locked in.
Yeah.
You know?
Shit.
But then, do you have anything to plug? Like, any businesses, any stuff you have coming out? Like, do you want someone to tap in anything? Your Instagram, all that?
Oh, shit, yeah. Go follow me, man. At Paulo5. Everybody know now.
Everybody know now.
I only got to pump it up, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Support AC Milan. He's an investor.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's big moves right there. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. AC Milan investments is tough.
Dude, we need to buy a team or like a ping pong team to start, and then we'll expand, you know, pickleball or something. Dude, we don't got that money. Holy shit, that contract's insane. Michael?
The boys are striking. You know how we do. Follow me on Instagram, where it's 22. If you want to like see the cooler part of me, the more professional side of me is Mike Arena Jr. It's still cool over there too. YouTube, where's 22 vlogs coming. And yeah, we all shot.
And then if you want to see the real Michael Rainey Jr., his Finsta is... No, I'm kidding. That's where the good stuff is.
Yeah, that Finsta, do it.
I might trip out on my Finsta. You can't follow me.
I'm going to say it and then they're going to bleep. No, I'm kidding. Gianni VPL, Instagram, TikTok, Gianni Vlogs. We got... Crew has it merch out. Anything else? Michael Rainey Jr. merch probably. This episode will probably be in a couple weeks, so Michael Rainey Jr. merch might be out.
Yeah, we getting the logos right. I got to make sure my shit is fine tuned to perfection. I can't just drop anything that I'm not really jacking from.
Real
shit. Once we 100%, the merch gonna be out. Y'all go cop up. Yeah, hey, man. The crew has it. We had Rookie of the Year in this bitch.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now.
And he got his Bentleys, dude. This is just a surreal day.
And
for
now
us.
I got a 10-day contract with the Magic.
Too. You got me a purple Bentley? Fuck yes, dude. Purple, that's crazy.
He got me a red one. Yeah. So it's lit.
All right, give us one, Mike.
Listen, man, the crew has it, baby. Yes, sir.
The crew has it, and you have it. Thank you so much for coming on, Paulo.
Appreciate y'all.
Woo!